For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. You did it. You got through the week. I hope you just didn't get through. I hope you lived it. I hope you appreciated it. I hope you walked through it, abiding on the vine, just literally soaking in God, living, breathing in God, learning His ways, learning what frequency He's on, and tapping into it and staying there. I hope that for you. I sincerely do. Write to me if this has been a blessing to you. But I want to continue where we have been all week out of John 15, and then I'm even going to continue more on the abiding portion of it for next week. But right now, we're talking about pruning. Can you feel it? Have you been being pruned? We talked about how even if you're bearing fruit, the husbandman will come and he'll prune some areas so that you'll bear more abundant fruit. We were talking about areas of our heart that sometimes God's got to get in there and say, I want this out. And he'll snip, snip, snip and prune out bitterness. He'll prune out resentment, or he'll highlight it to you. He'll say, you know what, you're real self-centered in this area, and you have to wake up and go, whoa, boom, his pruning shears have gotten in there. He's trying to make you come up higher than that nonsense. Maybe you're full of arrogance or pride and you haven't been able to see it until a situation hit your life or someone else or someone brought it up to you and you're like, oh my gosh, I am full of pride. I'm so sorry. I repent. Boom, the pruning shears got in. It's only for the good. Now you can bear fruit in that area for the kingdom of God. If not flesh, what about, you know, I don't know, outside priorities, commitments, relationships you're just hanging on to, and they're just sucking the life out of you. And it's instead of bearing beautiful, luscious fruit in this area, man, it's just a bummer. It's just weighing you down. In fact, you just, instead of dealing with it, doing something about these commitments or this relationship, you just you keep thinking, I'll put it under a rug. I'll put it under a rug. All will be well. No, it won't, my friend. Let the husbandman come in. Deal with it. Deal with your heart. Give you wisdom on how to handle it. Please, please, so you'll bear more fruit. His purpose is for you to cut away immature commitments and lesser priorities to get room for more of His glory and abundance of Him. Very, very important. So let me ask you, are there areas in your life? Is God trying to prune you? Do you have an active growth of resentment out there and that branch is just flying off? It doesn't look like the image of Christ. Or maybe you've got a wild shoot branch of bitterness flying out somewhere. Or maybe people. Maybe temporarily in your life or otherwise. And you just know it. And God's saying, please, pull away. I need you to bear more fruit in this area. And you're not, because you're attached to the wrong vine there. Follow what I'm saying. I hope so. I hope this is helping you. Pruning will direct your growth, my friend. You know, we Christians, we can get lopsided. We are in continual need of balance, continual need of direction from the Holy Ghost to say, oh, you're getting too lopsided over there. Listen to this over here. Let me bring this in your life and get you balanced, right? Pruning helps with disease. You got a diseased branch like I've been sharing? Let the master shears get in there, all right? Hey, I thank you for joining me all week on this topic. It's very important. I've only given you snippets. There you go. No pun intended. But join me all week next week for more on A Future Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless. Have a great weekend.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.